move to agenda item 11.
Right. Item 11 is the waste discharge requirements for Arthur R. Wilson Quarry, Granite Rock Company, and this has to do with reissuance of an MPDS permit. And speaking of MPDS permits, I wanted to mention that from US EPA, a staff person who works on MPDS permits is with us, Jamie, and I can't remember your last name. See, that's why I can't remember it.
Marin, like the county colon.
Oh, okay. Thanks very much, and thanks for being here. And we understand that you're going to be back for at a later agenda for the Paso Robles permit. Last item. The uncontested items. Didn't we vote on that?
Yes.
Yeah, we did.
That was a motion. So I made the motion on uncontested. I think Dave was the second.
Was 11 included in that?
No,
no, we
11 was excluded.
11 was
excluded.
Thank you. Thank you.
And my motion was to exclude 11.
Okay. So thanks for being here, Jamie. And I wanted to let the board and everyone else know that we had two parties who requested extra time on this matter. One is the discharge of Granite Rock for 10 minutes, and our chair approved that. And the other is Bruce LeKerg from Santa Cruz County Public Works Department for 10 minutes as well, and our chair just approved that this morning. So with that, Cecile DeMartini will be making our staff presentation. Thanks, Cecile.
Thank you. Good morning, board members.
Morning.
My name is Cecile DeMartini. I'm a water resource control engineer at the Central Coast Water Board, and I'm here to present the Granite Rock Arthur Wilson Quarry's NPDS renewal. And essentially, my presentation will just be a quick run-through of how the what the facility representatives have been discussing about this renewal of their permit, and just a quick overview of where they're located. This, I think some of the board members probably saw this about 5 years ago, but so you may recall where it's located at. This is, oops. Thanks. So this essentially is an overview of where the Granite Rock facility is, and I'll point it out right here. Granite Rock is, the quarry is located right here. This blue line right here is a Pajaro River that flows down past the town of Watsonville and out into the Monterey Bay. There's a stream gauge called the Chittenden Gauging Station, and it's about a mile and a half upstream from the Granite Rock discharge location. And I believe the board members are familiar with the SCRA facility, which is further upstream, and some of the discussions that have taken place regarding their discharge. And so, and one thing that I don't have on here that I will just kind of get my...
Cecile, I'll interrupt you. That's the South County Regional Wastewater Authority, and you might remember that that's the combined discharge. As needed discharge, very infrequent actually, from Gilroy and Morgan Hill municipalities.
All right. And I think I've lost my mouse, but I'll keep going here. So the discharger asked a couple of, had a couple comments with regard to the renewal of their permit. One of them had to do with mixing zones and dilution credits. This was previously requested in the past, in the 2005 renewal of their permit. And essentially, the water board staff took a look at this request again. And essentially, mixing zones and dilution credits are allowed for, you know, when there's exceedances of water quality criteria objectives immediately at the discharge location. And if there's any potential for exceedances in their effluent limits, there are times that you can give mixing zone and dilution credits. part of the requirements to acquire these credits is, you know, providing adequate data. And the history of the facility is that in the past 5 years, they have not discharged, actually. And prior to that, they had only had a couple discharges in 2001 or 2002. So data is really sparse at best. And so, unfortunately, because of that, we do not have the means to really calculate mixing zone credits or mix and dilution credits. Also, because they don't discharge, and one of the other requirements is a need, a show that they need these mixing zone and dilution credits, and we haven't had, again, enough data to indicate that they need the credits. And on part of that data that's required is to understand the capacity of the water of the Pajaro River to assimilate the constituents that they would like to have dilution credits for. So with this particular comment, we staff denied that request. Another comment from the dischargers, they requested for intake credits. Intake credits were also requested in the 2005 NPDES permit. And essentially, intake credits have to do, again, with the source. If the source is related to the receiving water body, in this case, the discharger pulls water from the orchard well. It's a deep well. And they had to show that the orchard well is connected to the Pajaro River's hydrogeologic system. And is my understanding that they did do some studies on that. But in this case, the discharger will discharge during the time that is raining. And part of the calculations is trying to figure out what flow-weighted percentage the orchard well is during a rain event. It just so happens during a rain event they are not pulling from the orchard well. The orchard well is just makeup water, so when it rains they don't necessarily need the orchard well water. And so there, again, there's it's unknown in this case, you know, how much of the orchard well is actually in the quarry storage reservoir that's actually discharging to the creek during a rain event. And, again, lack of information and unknown physical and chemical reactions from the multiple sources that go into that discharge are not quite understood, and therefore staff doesn't believe there's enough data to verify that they qualify for intake credits.
No, but before you move on, could you explain that a little bit more? I mean, intake credit to me, I'm not fully understanding what that means.
In this case, the orchard well is one of the supply water, your makeup water sources to their quarry storage reservoir, so they can wash gravel and sand. And it just so happens that the orchard well has certain levels of metals that, you know, I'm not too sure if they exceed the water quality criteria at the Pajaro River, but they do provide these metal constituents into the circulation of their facility, of their wash water facility. And so the SIP, the State Implementation Policy, allows for some credit. So If the metals are coming from the Pajaro River, because there's some kind of connection from the Pajaro River to the orchard well, and they're saying we're just recirculating this constituent back, you know, into the same system, and so the credit would be that level of constituent would be able to be taken away from their effluent limits
because it's naturally occurring
part of the whole system, right?
Okay, but the well water you're saying does have metals in it?
With the there is some indication that there is, yes. Mm-hmm. Again, not a lot of data, but in the couple of samples we've taken, yes.
But the credit's being denied anyway. Okay.
The next comment had to do with the support of dissolved and not total metal analysis for their effluent limits. And this is a little more complicated, so you're going to like this one. The EPA recommends that effluent limits be, or the water quality criteria be set in dissolved form, because most of the impacts are understood in, for metals, are understood in the dissolved form. It just so happens, though, 40 CFR requires that all NPDES permits have effluent limits stated in total form. And so there's always this conversation between total versus dissolved. And so the discharger would like to have their effluent limits stated in their NPDES permit as dissolved. Water board staff understands that would essentially make sense, but there's a step that's missing in this process. And essentially a CFR, because it states it needs to be in total, in order to get into that dissolved form, they have to create this translator, like a conversion factor based on the water body's characteristics. And a dissolved limit doesn't go across the board to all water bodies, since all water bodies have different characteristics. They need to do some studies to make this translation between a total form and a dissolved form. And so water board staff, without that without that translator, needs to go forward with a totals effluent limit, and the translator, the default translator, is a 1. Total equals dissolved. So in this case, our NPDES permit still has a total metals criteria in the effluent limits. That was probably a little confusing, but please feel free to ask questions. The next comment was from the Santa Cruz County and the Monterey County Water Resources Agency. They came in 2005 with regards to a downstream flooding potential. The water board and the board members did discuss this at the time. And essentially, in 2005, we did do studies of what sort of impact a discharge from the quarry would be to the receiving water body during a storm event. And in short, it was theorized that, the less discharge, to have a higher level of, there's a flood stage. And there's a flood monitoring stage and a flood stage. And water board staff at the time agreed to allow the discharge water up to the flood, just below the flood stage. And I do have some slides on this, just really quick, just to show right here. You can see this is flood monitoring stage, and this is a flood stage. And right now the permit is set so that the discharger can discharge up to just below this flood stage. And
can I ask a question on that flood stage? Is that flood stage the total length of the Paro River or just at that point?
It's actually at the Chittenden Gauge, which is the gauge, the river gauge, which is just about a mile and a half up from the discharger's discharge point.
So the city of Watsonville can be flooding, but a Chittenden Pass monitoring location may not be flooding, but we would still allow a discharge? I think that was some of my questions in 2005.
Let me understand your question. Even though the city of Watsonville, you're saying if the city of Watsonville is flooding, but yet the Chittenden flow gauge is not at the flood stage?
Yes.
Oh, I believe with the way the permit is written that there's some communication between what's going on downstream during a flood event, and I have to double-check that. But definitely a good question.
I have a question for you. So this permit is a continuation of an existing permit, and there's no changes with respect to their activities other than there's some changes in effluent limits?
Yes, that's correct.
And just so the board knows, at the time of the previous permit, there was a petition that was filed challenging the permit in part on this issue, and the state board dismissed the petition and didn't except that there was an issue with that, you know, flooding concern.
I think we've got a misunderstanding here. My understanding of the if you go back to the flood graph, please.
Oh, sure.
My understanding, and I could be wrong, but is that the flood level is established based on any flooding that could happen through the length of the levee system, not just at Chittenden. So it doesn't mean that you could have flooding in Watsonville, even though it's not at flood stage at Chittenden. So this was supposed to be the warning level and the flood level for the river system. And I'll bet I'm going to be corrected. But why don't you hold off until you have your comments? It'd be good to ask Santa Cruz County Public Works that as well, and the discharger. But that was my understanding from, and I could be fuzzy on my recollection, but I thought that was the criteria.
And I can, I'll just paraphrase really quickly. Back in 2005, essentially, the statement was conceivably to allow the discharge, if the discharger is allowed to discharge more often at the flood monitoring stage, that there might be a higher possibility of any kind of impacts to the levees. Instead of requiring, you know, they would prefer to hold on to their water in their storage because they recycle. It's in their in best interest to hold on to as much water as they can, because they recycle this water, you know, for their processes. And let me just kind of go back up here. And then I just wanted to remind the board members of the supplemental sheets, which I hope you had a chance to look through. Essentially, we revised our monitoring reporting program to gather more data. You know, most of the previous denials on their credits had to do with lack of data, and their monitoring reporting program now requires at least more information from their one of their stormwater retention basins, the lower hole retention basin. That's another source to the quarry storage reservoir, which is the final discharge point. And then the second supplemental sheet was the response to comments from the Santa Cruz County. And ultimately, and you know, short of listening to the rest of the public comments that we have here, we recommend adopting the orders presented based on that none of the facility practices have changed in the past 5 years, and the permit only has a change in effluent limits.
Okay. Thank you. Any board questions? Dr. Hunter?
Thank you, Cecile. I need a little clearer description for me on the mixing zones. And I understand that was denied, but I want to be really clear on what that is. So can you cover that one more time?
Sure.
And I'm curious because it's a plural, not just a plate, a mixing zone. So if there's more than one, are these locations, or what are we talking about?
Mixing zones essentially are allowed when a discharger's point of end of pipe effluent concentrations are not meeting the receiving water body's water quality standards. And so there's this kind of a free zone, you know, if there's, you know, to allow for some kind of mixing, you know, because you have, you know, a body of water coming in, and there's, you know, there's potentially this mixing zone that will allow constituent to eventually, you know, assimilate into the water body. And then outside that mixing zone, then now it's, you know, it's still meeting the water body's criteria.
So do we have more than one point discharge occurring? Is that why it's plural?
Oh, No, it's not. It's just one point. It's just a single discharge point.
Okay. That's what I really needed to kind of get clear in my head. Thank you.
Okay. Shall we go to our speaker cards? I have three cards. Aaron Johnston. Let's see, well, you asked for 10 minutes, correct? Somebody did from your company. Okay, why don't you go ahead? You're going to go first. Yeah, go ahead. Why don't you come up, bring whatever you want to use in your presentation. Give it to staff if they
need to help. Well, I just wanted to know if there's interest in our facility. If not, we can.
Why don't you identify yourselves?
If it pleases the board, my name is Aaron Johnston. I'm with Granite Rock Company.
Okay.
I'm a director of the Sustainable Resource Development Department. I've been working at Granite Rock for over 12 years. Tina Lau works in the Environmental Department, which is a part of that department. She's been working on the development of this permit. We're here to accept the permit as is. But because it was pulled off the consent agenda, we came here so to provide the board additional information if it pleases the board. It'd give you an overview of the facility at this time, or we can wait until county's comments and then respond directly to board's question at that time, whatever the board's pleasure.
Well, why don't we let the county go first? I mean, you did request some time, but if you want to reserve that, I think that would be fine. Okay, so this must be Bruce
Leclerc.
How do you pronounce the last name?
Leclerc.
Leclerc, okay.
UE silent.
Okay, great.
Thank you. Well, I'm Bruce Leclerc. I'm the flood control program manager for the County of Santa Cruz. In that capacity, I represent the Board of Supervisors of the County of Santa Cruz, and I represent the Board of Directors of the Santa Cruz County Flood Control and Water Conservation District. I'm going to give you some of my past affiliations, and it'll become clear why I'm doing that. I was previously the Water Resources Manager for the County of Santa Cruz. I was also the Hydrologist for the County of Santa Cruz. I was previously the General Manager for the Pajaro Valley Water Management Agency. And I was previously a hydrologist for the Monterey Peninsula Water Management District and for what was then the Monterey County Flood Control and Water Conservation District, which is now, Monterey County Water Resource Agency. And I list that just so you know that I have an understanding of water supply, of surface and groundwater quality, of seawater intrusion, of quarry discharge monitoring, and more recently of flood risk reduction matters, within the Pajaro River watershed and within the Pajaro Valley Groundwater Basin. So it was me who stood before you 5 years ago to ask your board not to adopt the discharge waiver requirements as amended upwards than 5 years ago, to keep them where they were 5 years ago. And then that's my same general request today, is to lower them back to what they were 5 years ago. As will be noted later, there's new information that I'll present to you about conditions, how they are different from now than they were 5 years ago with respect to levee integrity and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers.
Can I interrupt for a second? Did you provide that information advance to the staff?
I haven't.
Did you provide it in a timely manner when the comment period was?
We provided comments on May. Let me look at the date here. May 11th, 2010, and again on October 28th, 2010. And our comments, although they were provided within your comment period, were not included in your staff report or the attachments when it was posted on December 2nd. It was up to our staff to notify your staff that our comment letter was not included in the matters that you posted.
It's actually supplemental sheet number 2.
It was the supplemental sheet was prepared the day after we contacted your staff. So I think.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure they were submitted in a timely manner.
I have them here again. Just, briefly, I have my talking points. I'm going to be citing some things from a geotechnical report for the Corps that I have excerpts from to leave with you today.
Okay, great. I just wanted to make sure it was submitted timely because you said it was you had new information, so that was it.
And speaking of timely, Eduardo, if you could stop the clock when there's a question and answer to the question. So if you give Bruce a little bit more time right now.
If I can answer Mr. Brick's question about flood stage at Chittenden also, just there are 3 points. Could a peak be when we're looking at flood forecasting and it hits 32 feet at Chittenden, that means there's going to flood somewhere downstream. Now, could the city of Watsonville be flooding and it not be at flood stage at Chittenden? It's possible if Salsipuedes Creek is flooding and leading to flooding of the city of Watsonville from the tributary Salsipuedes Corralitos Creek. That's possible. It's possible that you could have a peak arrive through Chittenden and move down into Watsonville and pass at Chittenden, but still be very high down gradient. I think that's highly unlikely just because the timing of arrival from water along the Pajaro River could be up to 30 hours, and from the Santa Clara tributary is probably 9 to 15 hours. So once it takes that long to get high, it stays high for a long time. So I just wanted to say that. So your board and your staff, you know, I just want to say you have a fine reputation for technical and policy considerations with respect to water quality management. And, you know, I'm here to inform you again today that I think your policy decisions with respect to water quality management on issues provides a sense of risk to the public health and safety of the community downstream from a flood risk reduction point of view, not from a water quality point of view. So I want to make that perfectly clear. Specifically, what I would like to do is I would like to request two things. One, I would like to request an extension of this hearing so that your staff can give you a more informed response to the matter which we're discussing now. And the reason I'm asking for that extension is for the idea that I mentioned before. We did turn in a letter within your comment period, and it was not included in the original packet. And I think it was a quick response, and I think it was an underinformed response. And I think with these kind of decisions, it'd be best to have the full information in front of you. My second request is that you direct your staff and the applicant's staff to contact the Geosciences Branch and the Readiness Branch of the United States Army Corps of Engineers and have a discussion with them about this level of flow which you're talking about allowing the continuation of discharges into. And the support for those two requests are straightforward. I think I mentioned the matter that our letter was submitted on time and stuff like that. And one of the primary responses of your staff to you on this matter is to refer back to the August 3rd, 2005 response letter. I think our comment letter this time was both a thoughtful and careful response to that August 3rd, 2005 response letter. And I think it's really important to keep that date in mind, August 3rd, 2005. And the reason that date is important, because it was just 2 weeks later or 20 days later, August 23rd, 2005, when the Army Corps of Engineers levees failed with Hurricane Katrina. The failure of those levees in New Orleans with Hurricane Katrina has pushed the Army Corps of Engineers, all flood control managers, all levee managers, under a new higher level of scrutiny and inspection, which also supports why I think you should direct your staff to talk to the Corps on this matter with respect to the flow range you're allowing these discharges to be made in. Efforts to rebuild these aged levees, these levees were built in 1940, completed in 1949, have been initiated in a review and a reevaluation of the existing levees and all the aspects of the flood control project. But one of these particular studies was a geotechnical appendix which evaluated the geotechnical integrity of the existing levees. So I have that report with me, and I'll give you the excerpts that I'm citing from with that report. That report is dated March 2009, so this is something new from your last hearing.
And who owns the levees?
There are federal levees that are managed by Monterey County and Santa Cruz County.
Owned by the federal government, but managed by the county?
Okay. Best of my knowledge, yes.
Okay.